Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Raise your two hands and begin to pray in the spirit for a few minutes. There's 3 minutes. Kararada kosi antere kadu marada ziada bahade kovene kere katuros bragadenos bere it katantere keske. Be at peace in the presence of God. It doesn't matter what you have been through the week. In His presence is fullness of joy. At His right and at our pleasures forevermore. In God's presence there is liberty. Give Him glory. Exalt the name of Jesus. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Radio Shasha. Sorry, any Indian, yes, and I am too. I'm not a banyan in him. Come on, thank God for your life. I bless him for your family. Give him glory that you are here, blessed, well, and alive. Gia, Shoshoda. Hallelujah. With your two hands lift, let's sing this old one. It's an English, you'll put it, try and put it.
I wanna be more like you.
So two hands, come on. Come on.
I wanna be more.
I wanna be more like you. Want to be more like you.
I wanna be more like you.
I wanna be a vessel you work. Yeah. I wanna be a vessel, singing for the last time. I wanna be a vessel, I wanna be a vessel. You work through. Bring the music and sing with your voices. I wanna be more like you.
I wanna be more like you.
Wanna be a vessel, wanna be a vessel you went through.
I wanna be more like you.
I wanna be a vessel, let me hear your blessed voice. I wanna be a vessel, I
wanna
you went through. For the last time, come on, Steve, let's go. Wanna be a vessel, I wanna be a vessel, you were good. And Father, we honor you and give you the absolute glory. Great is your faithfulness, there is none like you. Your majesty, we bring salutations this morning. Thank you for your love and your mercy. We give you glory for the sacrifice of the cross. And thank you by that you have engrafted us into your family and into your circles. Thank you for the blood of atonement that speaks better things than that of Abel. I bless you that you do not condemn us, and that is why there is no more condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, to them that are the called according to your purpose. We stand here to ascribe all glory, all honor, all worship, all power, wisdom, dominion unto you alone. Sweet Spirit of God, this morning we ask in the name of Jesus. We have no strength of our own. Speak in power, in clarity. Speak to the nation. Let Ghana hear your word. I pray in the name of Jesus that you will save the sinner and reclaim the backslider and cause the miracle to break forth. Even this morning, in the name of Christ Jesus, I give you glory. You have begun a good work, you will also accomplish. In the precious name of Jesus, swallow and rebuke every demonic presence, every orchestration of the enemy. In the name of Jesus the Christ, we come against every projections of principalities, powers, demonic orders, demonic structures, blatant demonic assaults. We come against it in the name of Jesus. Have your way. We will be careful to return all the glory to you and you alone. In Jesus' precious name. And somebody say a victorious amen. Clap your hands for the Lord. Give him glory. Now, clap, clap, clap. Give him glory. Somebody give him a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Good morning to all of you, ladies and gentlemen. This is the W3 service. W3 means Word, Worship, and Wonders. We are transmitting live from Kwame Nampongsa Memorial Temple here in Accra. And I give God the glory for everybody who is here present. Good morning to you. I will want to welcome all our friends from Abansan and GN Televisions. Thank you very much for joining us. We are live on Sweet Melodies 94.3 FM on all the sister stations. This morning, ladies and gentlemen, we're also live on Facebook, YouTube, and podcast. Let me welcome all our lovely friends from around the world into this live broadcast service. It's going to be a tremendous moment by the grace of God. Our foundation scripture is John chapter 12, verses number 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter, the 28th and 21st verses. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." We seek, we crave, we desire, we demand, we request to see Jesus. He is the very reason why we are here, the very reason why we have come, the very reason why the choir sings, the very reason why the preacher preaches, the very reason why the messenger has a message, the very reason why the lover of Jesus Christ is here from any part of the city to be in God's presence and to listen to the heart of the Lord. The Bible said they came to request to see or meet this Jesus. Having read you that, allow me to read arguably the most relevant end time scripture or the most relevant verse in the Bible at this very present moment. It depicts the time. It describes the time. It typifies the time or the dispensation in which we are living. And Luke, the 21st chapter, the 34th, 35th, and 36th verses. Luke chapter 21, verses number 34 up to 36. The Bible said, "Take it to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the curse of this life. And so that they come upon you unawares, for as a snare, it will come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth." The Bible is making us come to the place of attention. "Watch ye and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man." In other words, the word of the Lord is saying that something thing, an event, a series of events are coming on the face of the earth that we need to be alert, we need to be vigilant, and we need to watch. You standing here cannot have an oversight. You cannot underestimate or you cannot overemphasize the time in which we are living in. It is a very crucial time. The Bible is saying, watch! Be alert! Can you put this in a different version and possibly let us see exactly what the Bible says? Be on watch and pray always that you will have the strength to go safely through all those things. There are things that you need to go safely through them. Serious. You need to go through safely them. When I look at the level of discouragement that has swept through, even in the faith of Christianity, ladies and gentlemen, I keep telling you, the great apostasy, the falling away, the great backsliding that will hit the church of Jesus Christ in this end time is unbelievable. We will have this kind of disillusion and discouragement to the point that we will have great men will fall. Great women will fall. The Bible said, beware of offenses. Jesus' words. For offenses must come, but woe unto him through which it comes. The other day he said, blessed is the man who is not offended in me. As for this end time, a lot will be offended in him. He said, but you baby, you man, sorry. Just one pandemic have crippled world economies. It has become the tune of our government. The country is not working because of COVID-19. It has become the tune of different governments. Just one pandemic. The Bible have already outlined 7 major pandemics coming. And it's going to come after the rapture and in the persecution. We are going to see pandemics. This one is no pandemic. It's no pandemic. The ones that are coming will have the state of endemics. The Bible said at the release of one plague, one third of the whole earth will burn to ashes. The skyscrapers and all the things. I thank God for the cars you came with. And I give God the glory for, you know, blessing you and honoring you from glory to glory and from stage to stage. But I want to tell you and remind you still that everything you have acquired is grass. Vanity upon vanity. Everything is vanity. I thank God for your name, your PhD. Your MA horns, your BA horns, I still will boldly stand here and tell you that paper is vanity. I will stand here and boldly say that your visa is vanity. Until you come to that understanding, you are being deceived by the world system. And gradually, you are in an illusion called the worship of the beast. As I'm speaking to you, the worship of the beast or human mercy is in the pulpit. Many of the messages we are preaching is not biblical. The songs, I thank God that you are not just a gospel musician. You know, I do not like when they use the word gospel artist. And they also use the word gospel industry. Because you cannot industrialize the gospel. The gospel is not an industry. It is a ministry. It is a ministry. It is not an industry. You have been able to merchandise the word of God. The Bible said it is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer. But you have made it a den, an arena of thieves where people come to exploit, to, you know, bring their words, where people come with deception and manipulation and seduction. And this is why now people can start churches and employ pastors. And then the pastors will work. And at the end of the month, they come and render sales and they receive their cut. The gospel has now become like a taxi and trotro where people are rendering sales. So a businessman can build a cluster of churches and employ pastors to work for him. This is why we have too much nonsense in the pulpit. Because so he spills rubbish. Noise is being spilled in the house of God. And this is why our messages don't change anybody. And this is why there is no transformation. This is why we have ministers of state who don't fear God. This is why we have cabinet ministers who do not fear God. This is the reason, ladies and gentlemen, that we have Christians who flood into churches on Sunday mornings who do not fear God. Therefore, there is no fear of God. The preachers preach. Tomorrow we are having the 1860 love talk. 1860 love talk. Tomorrow 6, I'm hosting the 1860. Myself, my Dede Rita, Ohima Mercy, Nanaya Kunedu, Mami Biamakwa, Fakosia Sapon, and Lady Dorinda, we are putting ourselves together on this same altar, and it is free of charge. We have limited seating, and I am talking godly relationships and godly marriages, you know, so that we can disconnect it from what the world believes and what the world knows and how the world perceives things and all stuff like that. This is why even we have preachers who can, you know, divorce and remarry in just 1 month. How can you divorce and remarry in 1 month? This is what I was talking to you. The worship of the beast have become, you know, a godless system. Put those outlines on there. Godless, prayerless, faithless, yeah, lawless, loveless. That is the system in which I am living in. And then I like the last one, heartless. Heartless! I keep telling you, ladies and gentlemen, you know, be careful. For you and when you have some, please, when you have someone. When you are someone, you will know you are on your own. I'm talking to you. You will really know you are on your own. So I am saying the worship of the beast, number one, is godless. Faithless. Faithlessness. Jesus asked the other day, if the Son of Man come, will he find faith on the earth? Because faith is diminishing at the fastest pace. That the people that are even in church have become too carnal, that there is no more spirituality. I want to ask, where is the ancient anointing? Where is the ancient oil? Where is the anointing that Apostle M.K. Yeboah stood on the altars of the Church of Pentecost and proclaimed the power of the gospel? Where is that anointing? Where is the anointing that Apostle Enim of the Apostolic Church of Ghana stood on the altars at Ota and Asamankese, Esioko, Eskesu, and Ateso? Where is that anointing? Where demons could hear his vibration and then will vamoose and leave. Now we are living with demons and wizards in church. Now they have membership. They have become elders and deacons and pastors who drink blood in the night. Yeah! I have a message. Ubeti. You may be seated in the presence of God. Choir ministered too powerfully this morning. The Lord bless you. We appreciate you. That is where we are. Faithless. There is no faith. People do not believe anymore. You know, we are in that particular place that when they have headache, they rather call for paracetamol instead of prayer. And it takes me to number three. It is a prayerless generation. Yeah, prayerless generation. How many people in church nowadays can gather for 1 hour only for prayer? 1 hour only. Now prayer is gone. The reason is because even the pulpit have downplayed prayer.
Mobe koye juma mo nye juma na mo bampaye na pankusi ensin hunu.
Without prayer,
this nation would have collapsed long ago.
Mo pe power anamone na masore pempaibo. Then,
when we get power, prayer is no more important.
And I'm telling you, intercessory prayer is not noise. Intercessory prayer is standing in the gap before God and overturning the tables of the wicked so that our children will not become Illuminatis and Freemasons and old fellows. Yeah, so that our children will not become idol worshippers. And this is why, Ohima Mercy, I tell the whole church, we don't have to tell the people that gospel music and secular music are the same. Because it is not. It is not. Because if we do so, Akosi Asambo, very soon the whole world will begin to, you know, believe that anything goes. Then the scriptures will not be valid. When the Bible said light and darkness have no relationship or any correspondence, so come out of them. Be separated from them. You are not like the world. You are in this world, but you are not of this world. You know, he that dwells in you is light and not darkness. But the whole world and the whole earth is full of darkness, wickedness, and full of all manner of things that are a displeasure unto God. And so I will read Revelation chapter 13. And this time, I will read for just the sake of time from verse number 1 and possibly build up on the preamble. Revelation chapter 1 verse number 13. The Bible said, I stood upon the sand of the sea and I saw a beast rise out of the sea. It is a series I'm having, and in this series, this is the sixth or seventh which I am building up. I saw a beast rise out of the sea, and the beast had 10 horns, and the beast had, you know, 7 heads. Well, the 7 heads, 10 horns, and upon the horns were crowns, and upon the crowns was a name of blasphemy. And the Bible said that, and the beast which I saw was like a leopard, his face was like, his feet was like a bear, his face like a lion, and the dragon gave the beast power and his great authority. And the Bible said, and I saw one of the heads of the beast as it was wounded unto death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. They marveled, they were amazed, they stood in awe of the beast. The Bible said in verse number 4, and they worshiped the dragon that gave the power unto the beast, and they worship the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast, and who is able to make war with him? The Bible said in verse number 5, and there was given the beast a mouth to speak great things and blasphemies, you know, and the power was given unto him for 42 months. The Bible said in verse number 6, and he opened his mouth and did not God get anybody to blaspheme like God. Now the world believes in anything except God. We believe in gayism. We believe in lesbianism. We believe in murders. We even believe in injustice. People are committing atrocities against humanity, and the system allows them to go. But I'm telling you, the vengeance of God always is with God, whom you cannot bribe and whom you cannot manipulate. And God will repay. Take it easy, Emma. So is open evidence. Sometimes when you complain about the police service, about ministry, about, you know, government agencies, even the church, and they said you are corrupt, they said, where is your evidence? I said, God will give you evidence. When you get stuck in a wheelchair, it will be an evidence. When you're too moving, it will be an evidence. When Yeshua knew DNA, it will be an evidence. Don't worry, evidence is coming. When you are blind and you can't see all the things that you stole money to build, it will be evidence enough. When you cannot enjoy, when you cannot even see the things, now you can't see it, that will be an evidence. Evidence is coming. Over the years, this is how I have put things. Sometimes I test the waters. You know, when I say, repent or perish.
Luke chapter number 13, verse number 3. When I make a statement like that, the Bible is very clear on that. Jesus said, I tell you, except you repent, you will likewise also perish. If I put this as a post, I tell you the truth. Nobody sees this as fun. It is not worth liking it. It is not worth sharing it. This is not even worth saying amen. Let me put my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. Even I'm robbers will come and say amen. Hebrews chapter 12, verse number, Hebrews chapter 12 and verse number 4. The Bible was making a submission in God's word. Go to verse number 6. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scorcheth every son whom he receiveth. Put it in a different version, possibly. It breaks it down a little bit. Because the Lord corrects everyone he loves. And punishes everyone he accepts as a child. Yeah. Look at this next version. Interesting. Then I go to my message for today. Yeah. It's the child he loves that he disciplines. The child he embraces that he also corrects. Yeah. Bring it into our language. In our language, the Bible says it like this. That the when you don't know no and watching us. Na oshiwo be biara ojema. You are the one that them a brimo. Well, yeah, a crocro. That is God. You are made the one that shed them a tia wa kakadro. Well, we are a paper with near sins. Job chapter 5, verse 17. Validates what I'm talking about. Job, the fifth chapter, the Bible makes a very solid reiteration. Listen to Job chapter 5, verse number 17 is the scripture. The Bible said, behold, happy is the man whom the Lord corrected, therefore despising all the chastening of the Almighty. In verse number 18, the Bible said, for he maketh sore and bindeth up, he woundeth, and his hands also make whole. Take it into our language and then go back to verse number 17. The Bible said, behold, in Shira anyone does any when young coupon can and poor tune for a tinitin and all. The Bible said, now on una upra when yam the upra. Yeah, now me person may catch it, a kununua, a chimpana woman, yinumachi. Say ye, Ninyamian proud. Say ye, Ninyamian proud. Mamma in Casanchenya chomfua, a waha. And talk to hypocrites that are in this church. You appear as a spiritual person. You appear as a godly person. You appear as a person that fears God. You appear as a person who is in alignment with the word of God. But actually, you are a hypocrite. You know, parading to be an angel of light. But actually, you dwell in darkness. He's saying, when you are proud, you will be proud, rough, rough. Truly, now what I see, I may say, when this will be bad, God is able to do that. I want to tell all our MPs, God, honorable, I'm warning you. Shana nyami mprao. Shana wunyankupon wem prao. Frise yehuab ni prano. E kawa. E drunio. Shana nyami mprao. The Bible said, onun wupra. Wupra wya. Nwa chichere so. Opechew. Opechew wya. Nwa sapeche. Nwa opeche. This is the God you are serving. Usura ntwenya ma wunsuru yesu usuru buruku agono di usuru. I'm talking to the wise. Therefore I realized, you know, Matthew chapter number 24 and verse number 15. Come to the fore. The Bible said very clearly in Matthew chapter 1, therefore you shall see the abomination of desolation spoken by the prophet Daniel standing in the holy place. He that read it, the Bible said, let him understand. And so he goes further and then he says, you know, then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains, and let them who are in the household not come down to take anything from the house. Daniel chapter 11, verse number 31. Daniel, the 11th chapter, the 31st verse. The Bible said, and the army shall stand on his path, and they shall pollute. They will pollute the sanctuary of his strength. And the Bible said, and they will take away the daily sacrifices, and they will place the abomination that makes desolate in place of the daily sacrifice. Put it in a different version. This particular verse, the Bible said, some of the soldiers would make the temple ritually unclean. The temple, we are talking about your body as a temple of the Holy Spirit, your heart as the pulpit or the altar, the heart of the pulpit. If somebody becomes born again, washed in the blood of the Lamb, sanctified by the Holy Spirit and the washing by the word, that person becomes a new creation. The Bible said old things passes away and behold, all things have become new. That person cannot go back to their vomit. When you see that person, you will see the portrait of Christ in that person. Then you are going to see that the person is in the line of eternal life. That person walks in the newness of life and the newness of mind. The Bible said in Romans chapter 12, verse number 1 and 2, beloved, the Bible said, brethren or beloved, I beseech you by the mercies of God that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. I am not talking about that kind of holiness that, you know, people, I don't wear this, I don't. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Matthew chapter 5, verse 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Yeah, blessed are the pure in heart. But in Romans 12 and verse number 2, he makes a solid submission in God's word that every believer should know. The Bible said, do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may be able to prove what is good, acceptable, and the perfect will of God concerning your life in 2022. Because we are living in evil days and evil times, to the point that if you are not resolute and vigilant, I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the truth. So now we see Galatians chapter 5, verse 17 in the picture. Mesoriano Pebiana mi piabon tene. Ah, this is what they say. The flesh lusted after the spirit, or against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these two are contrary one to the other. The Bible said, so that you know ye cannot do the things that ye would. There is a contention. There is a battle. There is some kind of, you know, there is something going on in the spirit. Serious. Listen to this. Listen to this. Something very solid going on in the spirit. Very interesting. Put this in a different version and allow me to, you know, make it clear. Now, change it. Let's go into something else. The Bible said, for what our human nature wants is opposed to what the spirit wants. And what the spirit wants is opposed to what our human nature wants. These two are enemies. And so right now, enemies are contending. There is a contention. And to be better now, Mama comfort, ye Kenya miyajune. Di ye wo Kenya miyajune no kurano, e canon. The preacher and the pulpit must declare the love of Christ, number one. Love of Christ. Ephesians chapter number 3, verse number 17. It makes you rooted and grounded. Ephesians 3:17. The Bible said that Christ may dwell in our hearts by faith, that we may be rooted and grounded in love. That is one commodity that is rare. Your butt tongues, but we don't need communion. You're free, but there is no love. We can gather people in worship when the worshipers are haters among themselves. So I'm wondering, where is your worship going? And I came here to tell you that he is coming quickly than we think, and his reward is with him to give unto every man according to his words. When we come into the house of God, the pulpit must, number one, depict the love of Christ. Put it in PowerPoints for me. Number two, the discipline of Christ. You cannot be a Christian and not have Christian discipline. Yeah, the discipline of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse number 1. The Bible makes a very solid reiteration in God's word. 1 Corinthians 11 verse 1. The Bible said, be ye followers of me, even as I am also a follower of Christ. Dimachi said you need Christo echi. Say Kofi Odrunting Abraham or him and why you we are not here because of the preacher or because of any human being. This is why we are teaching people. When you come to church, our training is not, can I see the pastor? We don't do that here. You can't see the pastor. You came to serve God. And if it is God that you came to serve, why do you want to see the pastor? And why is it that when you don't see the pastor, you are offended? Grow up. This is why a mama boy is among Conua, a quanchere, quasi ansore, and Abbe Frank Christo Yusu and Sodim, and the Jimia and the Womujim. Jimia and Womujim. Somebody never quite sorry I could Jimmy the and come medical contada. I'm telling you, Medeba quite sorry I could Jimmy medical contada. So for Gina, sorry, them near the new Messi Sunu Bunipa. Why not? Very soon, you will know a month from in church. You will see the seed from the tares. The fire is coming to try our works. Everybody's work will be tried. And I'm talking about Christian discipline. When I advise this church, they don't take it. I can't just say, oh, person, you are. Your power, sorry, foul Bible. The coffee. Who did you when you have trouble with her and can't share me? But two. As your pastor, mun na mo beto me waha. Everybody ubiya beto me wa. Inti se meka samchire waha. Why and grow for your operation? Opportunist. There are opportunists sitting here. Your move. Korean woman too hinted you. I'm telling you the word of God. The best school fees and the danka. We don't beg here. Baba swa. Never once I hear Juma. Be makete chena was it obeska. Are you not ashamed? Watching a laugh talk, Miss Ubiga. Ubiga. Put the bullet points on the thing. Number one, the love of God. Number two, very interesting, the discipline of Christ. Number three, the character of Christ. When you sit here as a candidate of heaven, there should be character of Christ in you. Very clear. Matthew chapter 11, 29. Matthew, the 11th chapter, the 29th verse. I will take the rest to Bible study. The Bible said, take my yoke upon you, and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. We are imitating his character. Ojo, Obren Hwase, who made himself of no reputation and took upon himself the fashion or the character of a slave or a servant, and humbled himself unto the cross and died the death of the cross. Therefore, God has exalted him and given him a name that is above every name, that at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee will bow bow, every tongue confesses that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father. I want to be like Christ and be like Christ, talk like Christ, behave, dress like Christ. I want Christ to be epitomized in my life. I want to be epitomized in the nature of Christ. If everybody sees me, they ought to see Christ. Heaven, if he is not in you, you don't know him. I'm telling you, you are on your way to hell. That is what it is. Whether you believe in hell or heaven, it is not the matter. The matter is that it exists and it is there. It is as if somebody is saying, I don't believe in death. No, I'm telling you the word of God. You better repent and align with the word of God and with the things of God and come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. You better come to the place where you are soundly born again. You are soundly born again. The love of Christ, the discipline of Christ, the character of Christ. The Bible is very clear on that. Unlike, you know, when the pulpit is expostulating the fruit of Christ. Christo Abba. Christo Naba. And so when the Bible said in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 from verse number 4, love is kind. Abani binona. Love is kind. When I move the word love and I put Christ, Christ is kind. That is the fruit. He does not envy. He does not vaunt itself. He is not puffed up. That is the word of God. The fellowship of Christ, number 5. And then on Tuesday, I will start from the cross of Christ. This is what the pulpit should be telling us. But right now, there is a contention. And the contention is that immorality is fighting with morality. Immorality is fighting with morality. Let me use the opportunity to tell the church. It is not normal for a Christian to live a promiscuous life. And yet normal. It is very easy. Tell me, Gina, hey, we catch you, did they cry on the one from me, from. It is very easy for me to think like that. It is very easy. It is very easy that I go to the radio in the morning and I drive. And by the time I drive from the radio, instead of coming home, I drive to my girlfriend's house and then go and sleep there. Get a quickie. You know a quickie? Get a quickie and then drive back home. And then when I meet the day, get a quickie. And by the time I come, as if nothing is happening. It is not normal for a pastor to have children who does not belong to his wife. Let's tell them, from the fathers of the church, even to the sons and daughters of the church, tell them it is not normal. And until they repent, they will labor in vain. Until they repent. You can be a general overseer. You can be a father of faith and all stuff like that. Having children out of wedlock is not godly. It's not scriptural. It's not biblical. It's not Christocentric. It's not normal. I'm telling you, it's not normal. Something is happening. There is a voice in the wilderness crying, preparing the way of the Lord and making his path straight. I'm telling our church fathers and mothers, and I'm telling respectfully our church folk, that certain things are not normal and becomes abomination before God. Immorality now is sitting on top of the pulpit. This is why we have our leaders. They are not afraid of a gamin. Or your kama, or your leader, or your kama, bad, or your jamani. And for us, that is no problem. Now, when you say, you know, I'm mapping you too much, I say, why nempema? This is where we are. Now, you, women can stand. Some women, I saw a woman stood the other day, say, every man cheats. It's normal to cheat, but don't get caught. Perversion, Sodom and Gomorrah. Sometimes, when people don't value womanhood. My mother, Christiana Dotete, has a book which is out of print and she is reprinting it. Celebrating womanhood. When you read that book, you will value yourself as a woman. I'm serious. And in my mother's 45th ministry anniversary, which is going to happen coming Saturday at City of Faith, we are going to be launching a cluster of books, including Celebrating Womanhood. Yeah. My mother is 45 years in ministry. 45 years in ministry. Fumo ban what TV show. Shut up, yes, no. Kase penimu nini fi. Because the beast is on our head. A beast is on our head. And on our way, so the end suffer the more ya be to do. When so ya the end suffer. Utrumu na! Utrumu, a good TV so. A normal. And you will see gentlemen around. And nobody sees anything wrong with it. It is a voice like this one, in certain places, invited da. When you call say a TSE, say be you or I am from. Because over the same mood. Yeah. Morality is fighting immorality. Immorality rather is fighting morality. And now we are living in that kind of thing where insensitivity. And Krofa were callable right now and they don't have money to pay and they are still there. Some are there 3 months, 4 months because they can't pay. And whilst they are there, their bill is increasing. This nation does not pay tithe. Even though Muslim is a Christian nation. So don't you think that that could be tithe? Allow them to go for free. We have a Kajam said the battle is the Lord's. Of course, the battle is the Lord's. The battle will continue to be the Lord's. Don't be insensitive. The day I came to Kaneshi Polyclinic, I cried because that polyclinic was there before I was born. I see why you call this a hospital. Because people are insensitive. Insensitive. The tear you have my offering, a person can step on your toes. Sorry, one can be. And this is why husbands, we have husbands and wives who don't know how to say, baby, sorry. The way I spoke was not right. They don't know how to say it. And then we put it to the blame of the devil. Bonsam. Bonsam. Saying. No, saying. Bonsam free. Or you have tuntuma na koko. And because you can't take care of one man, you can't take care of one woman, the side chicks will do your job for you. Let me tell you something. Say, you know, yesu mu biye fidiye. Ugrun mu fidiye be you. Insensitivity. That is where we are. This, you know, I look in this particular end time, I see a lot of irregularities. A lot. 70-year-old. No, we repeat. A 7-year-old. 6-year-old. It is irregular. It's not the normal. Yet here, I would seek a move. This one, Phantom, I promise you, in this church, will be deep. To Pastor Prince, he's scared to her. Na bompa yeguso. Na angongo seramraso. Kafa to okobodum. Eman ten time fa. Messi! Obeba na Pastor Prince a discard. Irregularities. I promise Obeba no edi. Your daughter cannot go on a kwama. It's an irregularity. I took my time this week and I was going through the Auditor General's report for 2020 and 2021. And then I came to a realization out of the report Ehona mi hunu se inipa ewo Ghana ha. Apart from nyaatwom no mo ye wudifo. He says report of the Auditor General on the public accounts of Ghana, ministries, departments and other agencies for the year ended 31st of December 2020. And he said, in this report, I summarize financial weakness and other irregularities under seven broad categories as follows. Number one, tax irregularities, cash irregularities, indebtedness, loans and advances, payroll irregularities, stores, procurement irregularities, rent, some way more rent irregularity, rent payment irregularities, contract irregularities, the overall impact of the weakness and irregularities identified in the course of my audit amounted to almost 2.1 billion. Ghana cedis, summarize. Look at the next page. The next page, very interesting. And it is summarizing, you know, the 2 point whatever breakdown. But the next page really, really shocked me. He cashed out irregularities from 2016, 2.1 billion. 2017 goes to 8.3 billion. Billion. 2018, 5.1 billion. 2019, 3 billion. 2020, 2 billion. Can we now boom? I had 15 billion Ghana cedis. And we are expecting 6 billion from e-levy. 15 billion is in the gutter. Michina, hey! My father buy 1 million cry. I shouldn't be talking here. I then and grow for this guy. Why are they walking about? Where is Iyoko? Where is the special prosecutor? The sad thing is that all these people are sitting in church. What this car had your man will say now over Konoamote. I saw it there because the worship of the beast is lawlessness. So all this kind of thing goes to the drain. This is why Kolebu looks the way it looks. This is why our roads looks the way it looks. This is why our classrooms are not built. And this, I am wondering, this, we bring this. This is a whole book they took to the presidency. My question is, what is being done about it? And our target is the ordinary Ghanaian that is poor living in my hometown. Why? Why? Say a bind what we young crow for dying come out. Yeah, two of them on one it and come out. Somebody should tell this nation one money. Before God, you don't stand right. This is the reason why and grow for call from go to Kolebu or 37 right now. They will tell you there is no bed. Nonsense! There is no bed. What is leadership for? What is vision for? What is resources for? I am telling all the people are on this escape. From 2016 until now, I went here for the week and I have been reading. It's a whole document. I have been reading about 200 and something page document. I have been reading this from the Auditor General website. And these people are comfortable. They are still in their swivel chairs. Air conditioned. And nobody can speak to the petty, useless political vindictiveness. No, and Kroma at the time, Dr. J.B. Dankwa and Manikota prison, a woo beer, which was needless. and one room. It can't be near Gretchen. It can't be near Insum Hunu.
Opa bons open, Makikan. Insum Hunu.
Dr. J.B. Dankwa died in prison like a dog. Distinguished politician. Still, prison one Nkrumah did J.B. Dankwa to him, but so be any. Who ye be na watch, and who be tini wakwanu tum, na chik diye atanem.
Hallelujah. Yeah, not just will be a character. What I've realized is that, you know, we want the praises of men. Praises. Oh, we are good. They will glaze him fatal. Compared to him, I mess or him, but they are black, with a great ash. We are sweet. You are the best. You are not the best. You know that you are not the best.
It's in a crane, you hop, mum pen no crane. When you pack no crane, no beating, and the yam shishin, a maddy or can no crane. Oh, no attention, a yam shishin.
Baby, I'll connect to Kofi. Calm down.
I'm telling you. The other day, Jesus asked the question, how can you escape the damnation of hell? Hell! I'm telling Ghana, your leaders, and Ghana, your populace, until you repent and bring back these funds, put it there, ma'am, and let us work. Sikawi, Saman Fama, you will perish in hell fire. I am telling you!
When
they will vomit the money or perish in hell. I told you the mind of God. Who says Kawi? No abijina ho se mi pe e levy. Who did e levy yere? Koji we answer. Uchi we ya ibinya biya your mind. Jiwe answer.
You have misplaced and misappropriated and miscalculated priorities.
Priorities. What priorities is seen it as?
Surunyame. Fahontoneso. Sienyansa.
Yeah. Priorities. Misplaced. Misappropriated. Miscalculated priorities. I stand here as a prophet of God and I'm telling Ghana, repent. 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 Repent.
But tena sorry demwa. No kreno, uhi asi ya demao. Ye wo bi pani enafom, ye sa wo bi edure enafom.
But that is what will heal you. When I look at the, you know, malfeasance and misappropriation, and how many are there, you hear? Yeah, me are
waiting out there. You know more than them. We should, this time, we shouldn't arrest people and tell them to go to jail. Pay them money. Pay them money.
And you bidi aye we, when you bidi aye we na watu toni ema. You tell you. I am telling you, me can we no more we niaji. Where we take?
We are illegal ECG connection.
Hellfire is waiting for you. Moa, my water connection. What connect by free? Now, Ede Ufiye. Ekeno. Care ya we de buy insurance in ho. What you care? You almost 6 months no insurance. We need roadworthy certificate. And are the car you ha. Well, license will. And what drive it. And quite afraid to know. I want to be in you. I want to know you. You want to see us with tea, so no, a pampas.
utiri so no wa pampa so.
Hey, sorry, me empo. Ochina, in the love talk, I will be talking to, you know, it's so sad that even husbands cannot realize when their wives are hurting. Womu diane say, Oba, SSU obren wase, Oba, SSU onwe diane, Oba, SSU okudjum, Oba, SSU opipe fi. What if the woman is not even in the mood? What if the woman is not, oh sorry, anopane, you're a button, you're a ho, and all that kind of thing. You are not even sensitive to the need of that woman. And it is because of immaturity. So you see, there are four things in place. Number one, immorality. Number two, insensitivity. Number three, irregularities. And then number four, immaturity. Obi ye immature, ye dien enyenefe. People from the former people is enyenefe. Because of immaturity. Nanku ubi asene bra yin kuntumri fro. Koto kuntumri huhuru hum. Chitra ye noa ye. De fra fro mani aye fro. Anye biya 40 minutes was spending. Appreciate that. Me do na mi nsha. Wa betena ha. You don't know how you come for. And so ye tonwomo a woni na wo soro. Wo woni na wo soro. Ta afo na u pija anwoma na ato ne ho ato fam. Ebradie. I'm call land me here ba ko to ne wo to fam na obu ato pa wo fam. Kwasiade amoye wo London hano no. Kwasiade amote London how the form na ebu atopa in church. Because hell has opened its mouth wide. Isaiah chapter 5. I finish with that. Hell has opened its mouth wide. Verse number 14. This is why. Therefore, hell has enlarged itself and opened its mouth wide without measure. And the glory of the multitude and their pomp rejoice shall descend into hell. Put it in a different version. In this version, the Bible said the world of the dead. No, but something else. This NLT possibly. In NLT, the Bible makes it. It said the grave is licking its lips in anticipation, opening its mouth wide. The great, the unlowly, and all the drunken mob will be swallowed up by hell. Minkai will be aya penifuwuoko. They will come back and tell you. You better hear what the young man is saying. Because they will need peg ye bia edanenim. Edawenim. Edawenim. I'm telling you. Take it into our language. In our language, the Bible say, enuntina asamai atrena kunum ahainanum baya. Na Jerusalem and winyam for any nipadom. Any wangwa. Wani wanwa won any eka won ho a sane eko asamai ho. I'm done. You don't answer. Second Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 1. We know that when this earthly tabernacle will dissolve, we have a building and house which is not made with hands in the eternal heavens. Verse number 10. The Bible makes clear in King James Version, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. What I'm doing right now, the Lord will weigh it. You have a reputation like you are alive, but you are dead. A reputation like you are alive. Revelation chapter 3 and verse number 4. Revelation 3 and verse number 4. Go to verse 3 and let's see what that verse 2. In verse number 2, the Bible said, be watchful and strengthen the things. All right, I think then it's stuck in verse 1. Let's go there. The Bible said unto the angel of the church of Sardis, right, these things saith he that have the seven spirits of God, yeah, and the seven stars. I know your works, that thou hast a name that you are alive. You have a name that you are alive, but you are dead. Put it in a different version. I close with it. In this one, the Bible said, I know that you are, I know what you are doing. I know that you have a reputation of being alive, even though you are dead. But kumenimo nya we na Jesus kan wa sem wo Matthew chapter 23 and verse number 27-28. Jesus says something very profound in that word. Yeah, verse number 27, but before go to verse 24 and I'll bring it down to 27. Verse 24, the Bible said, in the blind guys a strain at the knot and swallow the camel. The Bible said in verse number 25, he said, woe unto the Pharisees and scribes, hypocrites, for you make clean the outside of the cup of the platter, but within are full of extortion and excess. Go back to verse 25. In our language, the Bible said, na emu no dear, emu no, you know, editra any edufudipe, ashen ma crew and you are able to wash clean the outward of the platter. Utam u plate inwa oh ro abontine noa emunua wudi benkuno na udenza no de akusika bodu. Uchen amradu manabesera noa kuyichens in fina de ababe sedra. I close up. Be serious with God and repent. Bomode such that what you need. Ye kikem we na we yo se ube nya dankwa na dankwa ma ube kopia hini eni mubi. Efri se de ye na dorinda ye mpia hini eni ma ye bregu ya bregu. Sorry ano pe tutu tutu. Sometimes we be all ground. Sorry ano order. We all call night. As a nurse, who free night and obesity and over tired into off queen walk or that it me preachy say preaching or watching the me ya obetum quiet to crow because she's been working the whole day, the whole night. I want us to pray for our country. My job is to intercede for this nation and rebuke it. It is my job. Which make us a wine, I'm out to me. I saw a mamma, dear one, mamma, Jumano, and one of me. In Nipe, one Yakujin, I saw them yachum for to say, ye dunya me be a ma. It's as soon as ye be sheer. When your men fell in, ye be sheer. Tell somebody, talk to me. Obi ko benkum no obi ko nifa ye be hia ye nhia adwin finya atwom enutro enuabro ye nhia kajane sa woni nyame nko senso de ye anane bonsam nko tena whichever you want to say could you pani bebre on made on their way to hell. I'm telling you, anybody baby on woman do hell. You will see clerical callers in hell. You will see prophets of Ghana. Some of them go to hell. You will see teachers, pastors, bishops in hell. Hell. You will see it. Anybody be out there with Jinidi. You saw her on a picture in him. Chimanum or the Jemu Dada. Yeah, nice boy, but me finra and all that. A person acquire for a betonium near there. We are cooking goodness. But the person is already languishing in hellfire. You don't want to believe it, but I'm telling you the truth.
Yeah. Ma bo som kan kan no manya ya munye yi Ghana, I'm talking to you. To be bigina independence kwensi hunu ke kan niema inho. And this is what you know to do. I told you the mind of God.
The Bible said in the book of Corinthians, and saguo no aya mugu no mugu de ma hon mone na nye wonyankopon. Eya madwene se ye nyame, but enye nyame. You know, and my frat sinina, and my tasinina, as I would fete more eddy, and my sorrow, him and the ashing a mere buffoo. He sits in heaven, and his anger is ranting against the nations. I'm telling you, judgment is coming upon the world. And judgment, the Bible said he is coming to judge the world and its nations. I stand here to tell the nations, repent, for he has not found your works perfect before his presence. I am telling the church, repent, repent from all your evil deeds and witchcraft manipulations. Yeah, repent from carnality, repent from adultery, repent from manipulation, repent from seduction, repent from deception, for your king is coming and his reward is with him to give unto every man according to his works. He is going to weigh and bend the works and test the works of every man by fire. Repent, 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 repent. Your right hand is on your chair. Play the national. Can you stretch your hands on the flag of Ghana on the altar of God and please pray for this nation. Pray for this nation. Heal us from our sickness, from attitudinal disorder and corruption, decadence. Heal our land. Heal our systems and our organizations and institutions. Heal. And make intercession for the people who died in Apiate, their families. I pray that you will touch them and strengthen them and help them. I pray for the victims. Help them, Father. Grant them the grace in these difficult times. I make intercession for the vulnerable, for the poor, for the underprivileged, for the less fortunate. My God, I am praying in the name of Jesus, be kind and gracious to us. Use us to help your people. I use the opportunity you have given us to speak your mind and to speak your heart. Let the fear of God be on our land. Reveal yourself to our leaders and let them know that you are a warrior and a judge. Apart from being love, kind, and sweet, you are also terror. I pray, honoring your name this morning, let your word be transformation to everybody that hears it. Let it bring repentance to the soul. And I pray that we will tremble at your word and fear you.
If my people which are called by my name will humble themselves, if they will pray, if they will turn from their wicked ways, then will you hear from heaven. You will forgive our sins and heal our land. Can you put your two hands on your heart or on your chest and let me pray? And if somebody does not know you as Lord, and they want their sins to be forgiven, when they pray this prayer, Father, I pray, visit them. Somebody say, Dear Jesus, forgive me. Come into my heart. Live within me. Make me born again. Write my name in the book of life. This morning, I receive renewal in Christ. I am born again. I'm a child of God. And Father, I pray that your peace and your grace will find us. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.